This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Enjoyed having Jimmy Watkins with us, columnist for Cleveland.com. One of the reasons why, because he wasn't completely appalled when I threw out the name Trey Lance.
Oh, God.
Yeah, baby.
There are dozens of us. Dozens.
Come on.
Dozens. Dozens who look at him at the bottom of that dumpster and think, you know, there might be something in that pizza box.
You got to be something there.
Might
still.
Be a couple slices
gotta
still.
Got to be something. At least crust.
Oh, I can't believe someone threw out this pizza. Maybe there's something here.
It's got to be good. It's got to be good.
If you get rid of all those fish on the top that smell horrible, there might be one on the bottom still a little cold.
Jimmy had a terrific column about Myles Garrett and the trade request. And if you're looking for something fun to read, it was entertaining and it was right on the money, I thought. I'll go back and read that in Cleveland.com. I think the subject is fascinating on Myles. I really do. And Jimmy taking it to the, okay, he's represented by a guy whose background is in the NBA for the most part, in Rich Paul from Clutch Sports, and he talked to LeBron about it and everything else. Which is all well and good. I don't have a problem with him talking to LeBron, and I don't have a problem with LeBron giving him advice. What I do have a problem with is Myles thinking that because he put in a trade request, he's going to get traded. And as Jimmy wrote, this is not the NBA. Those things don't happen. And I expect him to be on this team next year. Now, one thing I do think, I wouldn't be the least bit opposed to trading Myles Garrett if you didn't have all of the punitive things that were going to come along with it with the salary cap. If I was Andrew Berry, my preference would be to keep Myles Garrett, and that's my preference as well.
Of course, you want good players. Good
right.
Players equal wins. Typically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
However, man, I'd put out a for sale sign, and I'd see what kind of offers I could get if I didn't think it was going to kill me financially.
Right.
And me personally, I'd love to see what they could get. You know, I threw out a trade thought with New England, and then I saw New England mentioned in trade as a possible destination. They want to send the fourth pick overall and their second-round pick and Joe Milton to the Browns for Myles Garrett. I'd do it right now. I would do that right now.
Starts at 2-1s.
Not necessarily.
Oh, that's, but it,
what would you rather have? Would you rather have 2-1s in the 20s, or would you rather have the fourth overall pick in the draft and then the like second or third pick in the second round?
2-1s. And the reason
not
that
me.
The reason that I want the
give
two,
me the fourth pick.
The reason that I want the 2-1s is because I want quarterbacks in next year's draft, because I think there's more talent there. And I 100% know, for some reason that will forever make my brain sad, is the fact that when these picks become actual tangible assets, they lose value.
You can't guarantee you're going to get who you want next year.
If I got all the ammo, I can. If I've got, if I can sit there and you're going to tell me that I've got two first round picks, right? And I'm not going to lie.
So
you can call it screaming, yell at me, and all that stuff.
Are you saying the Browns would need the tank to make that happen?
I don't believe the Browns are going to be one of the they may have a shot at the playoffs next year. I think they'd have a shot to make it with what they are. But until I see what happens in free agency, I'm operating under the idea that my pick is going to be top 15, 20. That's how I'm operating my brain. That's if you want to call and yell at me, you're more than welcome to.
That's not going to get you the quarterback you want.
But if I could take that and I could pair it with another first round pick from, let's say, I'll say
25.
I'll say Dallas. If I could pair it with that and take my one from the year after, I think I can move up high enough to get the guy that I want. And that's how I'm operating in my brain. And maybe that's all ends up being incorrect. Maybe your idea is right. Maybe you get 2 and 5. But if I had 2 and 5, I'm trading down from 2. And I'm looking at that and going, okay, I could pick up a pick from next year for someone else who's more desperate for a quarterback than I am. Not to mention, I'm looking at these quarterbacks and I'm willing to plot my future of being a GM on the line and saying, I don't think that the quarterbacks in this draft are going to win games now. So then that way, whoever I'm getting that pick from is probably going to have a high pick. And if I got 2 decently high picks, I got a shot to make my way up there.
Yeah, a bird in the hand.
Yes, because I know that these magic beans mean more to these people than tangible assets.
Which is really, strange.
So I got to play the game.
But if you could get New England's first round pick. So this is just why I'd be willing to entertain a Myles Garrett trade.
Right.
If it weren't going to kill me financially and kill my ability to field the rest of the team. And maybe they can figure out a way that they can do that. I doubt it. And my guess is Myles is here next year and he gets a new contract. That's what I would assume. And ultimately, that's what I like.
The longer this goes, the more I believe you are correct. The only way that I would say that you are not correct is if somewhere before the start of next season, we get some kind of clarification on the Deshaun Watson injury settlement.
Well, that's true.
Not that there is a settlement.
Right. About a possible.
Yeah. Thank you for the correction.
You're welcome.
Because that's what I meant through the whole thing. If there is any kind of possible insurance or cap relief that comes with that, I think that opens up the
door. Change things
for a Myles Garrett trade. Because right now, taking on a boatload of dead, you know, that contract, the Deshaun Watson contract, plus the dead cap hit you're going to get from this, it's a mess to put a team together. You're basically then saying, we have to keep Denzel Ward, we have to keep Wyatt Teller, and we're going to have to keep Jack Conklin, and we're going to have to look at all this and think to ourselves, we have no room to do anything to make this team better outside of hopefully develop the guys that are here further.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you, let's just say you could trade Miles, and this goes against your thought, what if you ended up with Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter, and then you signed veteran quarterback in free agency and kept your fingers crossed for the following year?
I'm in.
Yeah, see, you could get two really good, young, talented position players and move forward.
I just look at the quarterbacks in this draft, and I know we're going to go through this a boatload, but I look at the quarterbacks of this draft, and I think these guys need time. And I don't know if this organization in this situation is the place to draft a quarterback who needs time.
Well, I think actually they will. And I say that for this reason. They need to win games this year. Stefanski and Barry.
Right.
What's going to give them a better chance to win games this year and save their gigs? Playing Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders or playing Kirk Cousins or Carson Wentz or somebody else? I would think it's a veteran quarterback who can come in and win some games for you.
On February 17th? Yeah, that sounds perfectly fine. You know, you've been here long enough. You've covered these teams long enough. You know how this direction goes.
I appreciate you giving my resume accreditation. Thanks.
I've been here long enough. I've covered these teams long enough. Mackenzie has been here long enough. She has covered these teams long enough to know how this is going to go when we hit November. And if they're 4-8, and we're in this mess once again, and you have everybody screaming from the background going, play the rookie, we've seen enough, this guy sucks, you know, and all that stuff down from there, and all of a sudden that plan that you laid out oh so well goes right into the gutter.
There's one
right
key,
into the dumpster next to Trey Lance.
There's one key piece of the Trey Lance. One key piece of this missing, and it's whatever marching orders ownership has given Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. We don't know what that is, and of course those could change. You know, halfway through the season, yeah, you know what? We told you to develop. Yeah, we're not happy. You're going to be gone, and that's ownership's right. That happens all the time, does it not?
Mm-hmm.
It happens all the time. Something very cool on television last night. And it wasn't the NBA All-Star Game, and it wasn't the Daytona 500, but it captivated my eyes for a good portion of the night, and I'll bet most of America's as well. Next on Baskin and Phelps.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.